Hello, everyone. I'm Julie Harker with Brownfield. Paul Burke is Senior Director of Marketing for the U.S. Soybean Export Council.
We need to move a mountain of soybeans to export markets that traditionally we shared with competitors such as Brazil and Argentina. Their soybeans are getting purchased by China at big premiums, and we need to fill up market share that they would traditionally have filled with our soybeans. So we're talking about the European Union, we're talking about points in North Asia other than China, Southeast Asia, and we need to move our market share to 90 to 100% in those markets in order to, at the end of the year, have our exports at about what they are the same level this past year.
Give us some specifics on how the trade war has impacted that and what sort of things you need policy-wise to move soybean exports forward.
Well, the most significant impact can be seen clearly in the upper Midwest, in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota. The soybeans are just backing up in the pipeline because traditionally China would be like a big shop vac, sucking up all the soybeans and buying from the Gulf and from the PNW, and we're just not moving any soybeans from the PNW. And so the farmers in the upper Midwest are certainly, they can see it because the soybeans are piling up and they can feel it in terms of their basis. What do we need to do? Well, we are working very hard, as I mentioned, to fill up the demand that has been left by the Chinese buying all the Brazilian soybeans. We'll be bringing teams of buyers from the Asia subcontinent, from Southeast Asia, from North Asia to the PNW, taking them to the ports, really showing the infrastructure that's in place and the fact that they can buy good quality soybeans to meet their needs from the PNW. We're working very hard that way. But we're also, for example, having a conference in Spain, bringing buyers from the European Union and North Africa and the Middle East to meet with U.S. exporters to talk about how we're going to fill up the demand that's been opportunity that's been left by the Brazilians exiting those markets. So we're now, in terms of policy, well, shucks, we certainly an end to the tariffs that have been imposed by the Chinese on U.S. soybeans would be first and foremost, but there's also a couple of other things that we need. We need the European Union to approve U.S. soybean oil for their renewable fuels standards. That would help us in the short run, but also we need to open up some new markets like India. And if the Indian market were to open for U.S. Soybean imports, we would see, I think, significant demand there being filled with U.S. soybeans.
What's standing in the way of that now?
Well, right now, the Indian government protects its agriculture sector, and agriculture is very important. You still have about 75% of the Indian population living on the land, and they grow soybeans. So when their soybean... when they don't have enough soybeans to export and they have to import soybeans, I think we'll see the regulations change. So right now it's a protectionist regime that's preventing us from getting in the market.
Anything else?
I would just say that the U.S. soybean industry takes a very long-term view of markets. So we've been working in India for in the Asia subcontinent for a number of years, and we see that Indian exports have declined. And they used to service the Pakistan and Bangladesh market. And two of our fastest growing markets now are Pakistan and Bangladesh. And that's the kind of work that we'll be doing in the long term to create new markets that can mimic the kind of success that we had in China.
That's Paul Burke, Senior Director of Marketing for the USSEC. I'm Julie Harker with Brownfield.